I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Two more people in the Sioux City metro area have died from COVID-19 for a total of six. One death was reported in Dakota County, the other in Woodbury County was an elderly woman. On Tuesday, Iowa reported the deadliest day with 19 people killed due to complications from the virus, plus 400 new cases for a total of more than 10,000 statewide. There were 63 new cases in Woodbury County and 9 in Dakota County. The Sioux City Journal reports four people who died worked in packing plants in the area. Health officials have not released information about the latest death in Dakota County. The Islamic Center of Siouxland says a 56-year-old man who worked at Seaboard Triumph died on Friday. He was from East Africa and was sick for about a week. He stayed home for 4 to 5 days and spent the last 2 days of his life at Mercy One in Sioux City. Seaboard Triumph put out a news release saying the company was saddened to learn of the death of the employee. The Journal reports the man had moved to the area from Des Moines 2 months ago to work at the plant. The Iowa Department of Public Health says nearly 1,400 workers at three Tyson Foods pork processing plants in Iowa have tested positive. The largest outbreak is the Tyson plant in Perry. The other locations are in Waterloo and Columbus Junction. In Perry, 730 workers were confirmed to have the virus, 58% of those tested. Meanwhile, local health officials are not saying how many people are impacted at packing plants in Sioux City or Dakota City. Last week, sources told local news organizations about 700 people tested positive at the Tyson plant in Dakota City. The facility was expected to reopen Tuesday after shutting down for 4 days for deep cleaning and continued testing for workers. The company says it will delay that reopening for now. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.